Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up a bit with a dash of AI in finance. We're diving deep into neural networks for trading. Can these digital brains actually outsmart the market?
I'm all ears. It sounds complex. Break it down for us. What exactly is neural network trading?
Think of it like your own brain, recognizing a cat. A neural network learns the same way, through trial and error. It sees data, makes a guess, gets it wrong, adjusts, and tries again. This process repeats until it nails it, like identifying a cat or predicting a stock's movement.
Got it. So it's basically teaching a computer to see patterns in the market.
Exactly. There are different types, like feedforward networks, great for simple tasks, but for stock predictions, we need something with memory, recurring neural networks, RNNs.
RNNs, why the need for memory in trading?
Because markets have history. A stock's price today is influenced by yesterday, last week, even last year. RNNs remember these past trends, unlike simpler networks. Think of it like predicting the next word in a sentence. I like to drink. You need the previous words for context, right?
Coffee, right. So past prices help predict future movements.
Precisely. But RNNs have limits. They can suffer from vanishing gradients, basically forgetting older data. That's where LSTMs come in. Long short-term memory networks. They have a special forget gate to selectively remember crucial past information.
So they're like RNNs with better memory management.
Absolutely. But both are computationally intensive, even on powerful platforms like QuantConnect. GPUs are the future for complex models like these.
Speaking of QuantConnect, how did the RNN strategy perform?
Impressively, 9% annual return with an 18% drawdown. That beats the S&P 500's risk-adjusted return. Plus, we factored in commissions, so it's a realistic result.
But you mentioned other strategies, like combining RNNs with regression. Why combine models?
Just like diversifying your investments, combining models leverages their individual strengths for a potentially better edge. We covered that, plus LSTMs, and even applying AI to portfolio rebalancing in our course.
Portfolio rebalancing with AI? Tell me more.
Imagine automatically adjusting your portfolio allocations based on market predictions. AI can dynamically shift between assets like SPY, GLD, or TL to maximize returns and minimize drawdowns.
That sounds incredible. It's amazing how AI can be applied in so many ways.
It's just the beginning. The potential is enormous. We're barely scratching the surface of what AI can do in finance. We'll see even more creative applications in the coming years.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. This has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely. It's exciting stuff. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Nutty's Show, signing off. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.